But there was a lot of good work done in this session, and highlighting some of the good things. The capital budget that was passed actually supports about 50,000 jobs, which is really important for our infrastructure, for school construction, and other things. Bills were passed this session for the Chesapeake Bay, namely the septics legislation, the flush efforts to upgrade our wastewater treatment plants, as well as the stormwater legislation, which passed in the final few hours, the health insurance exchange. So we're moving forward in protecting the health of our people. I would like to be able to tell you that once again this session, the General Assembly protected our priority of public education. But I can't tell you that because enacting a budget with cuts to education, that it was a step backwards. I'd like to tell you that once again, we've made college more affordable for more people in our state. But if we are to make a choice, like the one that the General Assembly made upon adjournment, of cutting higher education by 10%, those costs get passed on. I'd like to tell you that we did something on transportation funding and that we'll be able to actually stop wasting money in traffic and losing all of those sorts of hours away from work and the like, but the General Assembly didn't focus on that in the last part of this General Assembly session. I'm trying to find the right word. I don't know that there is one word. What I can say is that in the budget that was passed, the operating budget anyway, we failed to protect the priorities that allow our state to move forward and be a state with an increasingly higher level of skills in our workforce, a higher level of education for our kids, and is not in keeping with what the people of our state expect of their legislature, especially in difficult times. I mean, we had the opportunity to actually protect these priorities and have a sixth year in a row of making college more affordable and having record funding for schools. Instead, what we have is the biggest cuts to higher education in the last 6 years, even as we emerge out of this recession ahead of other states. And we also have a record cut to higher education, which means that you're hurting the very opportunities that Maryland was able to preserve through this recession to make college more affordable for more people. Look, there is no the Republic was not built on gambling gimmicks, on bingos, or on bake sales. If we want a better state for our kids, then we better come together and make the right decisions that protect the people's priorities. The future is not a gift. It's an achievement. And on two important scores, the General Assembly failed to protect the important priorities that allow us to achieve a better future for our kids. One of those is education. The other is affordable college. This is not the sort of operating budget that this administration proposed after 8 months of careful consideration, after $800 million in cuts. And I think the people of our state have reason to expect more of their elected officials, especially when it comes to coming together around the priorities of the people. I'm not saying that each of us doesn't come in here with our own issues and our own causes to advance. I was disappointed we weren't able to get wind done. But you know what? I didn't announce that I'm not going to sign any other legislation until wind gets done. I was somewhat disappointed that we were not able to pass some other bills that this administration put forward, the 3P bill.
Public-private partnership.
But that doesn't mean that we're going to issue ultimatums or say that we're not going to sign any other bills or do any other work on the people's priorities. That's not the luxury that we have coming here. At least I don't believe that's the license that's given to us as public servants, As public servants, we have to subordinate sometimes our egos and sometimes our pet projects and sometimes the issues that we care very passionately about and those that we have an enormous amount of patience to entertain, and we have to subordinate those things in order to forge a consensus to advance the common good. And tonight the General Assembly failed to advance the common good on education, failed to advance the common good on affordable college. And exactly what steps we take next on this score, remains to be seen. So tomorrow we'll have a bill signing on the things that we did do, including the maintenance of effort bill, ironically. And we will have other bill signings. And next year we'll be able to do a better job. On balance, I'm very, very proud of this General Assembly and the good job they've done making tough decisions in the face of some really challenging economic times for every Maryland family. They've been able to strike the balance. We've been able to protect our priorities. But tonight I have to tell you that sadly, we did not protect the priorities of public education this session like we should have, like we could have,
Governor,
as we had the ability to, and we didn't protect affordable college.
Thank you, Governor.
And thanks a lot.
You're going to call a special session?
Yeah, look, I'm going to talk to the Speaker, and I'm going to talk to the Senate President. There was 90 days to work all of this out.
You okay with the bill state budget, Governor?
You okay? Here, come on up.
You're too young for that.
Come on up.